know, one thing we're talking about the lochas of what your limitations are to do before bedika, etc. So when a person is a chiyuv bedika, so in a situation where the balabais is doing that, so he would have that limitation, whereas the other members of the family who don't have the responsibility of bedika will not have that limitation. Okay, so in Tavlam Abayz, the Shavur says a person should wash their hands before they do bedika. It's a mitzvah, like any mitzvah you want to do with hachana properly. A person should not speak during from the time he makes the bracha until he finishes the bedika, unless it's the tzarech bedika. Things that are tzarech bedika, you're allowed to speak. That's part of the mitzvah. So, what? Whoever's yotze with the bracha, whether should not speak until they finish whatever their appointed section was to do. So the mitzvah yotze b'mishlucha, the person should really preferably do the mitzvah himself. When we spoke about this, the situation maybe in the case where we have a conflict between davening and the bedika, person should pass it on to somebody else. A person can arrange that, give up parts of the mitzvah to other people, as long as he leaves something for himself. That situation, he should have the other members of the household, which are going to be his shluchim, there, b'shas he makes the bracha. So therefore, the b'yotze with the bracha with him also. If he passes the mitzvah over to somebody else, the other person makes the bracha, not he. He passes that on. There's a minhag mentioned, the Ramor brings the minhag from the putting down b'sisei chometz. The Gra feels it's not necessary because the mitzvah is to be boidek, to see if there's anything there. Or if you look at the mitzvah of the Torah, the Torah only really talks about destroying chometz. But the Gemara and the Rishonim understand that to mean that the command of the Torah, you shouldn't have chometz in your possession. And since these are places where it's common to have chometz, so the Torah's expectation was that you should look to see what's there, because we assume there's something there, and then destroy it. So that's a beer includes bedika. So that I'm doing the mitzvah of the Torah of being baidik and being mavar, whatever I find, so that I don't have to find anything. The mitzvah isn't to find; the mitzvah is to look. The Ramah himself points out, so therefore we don't really need. That's clear. Everybody agrees. If you didn't put it there, it's not ma'akev. Mishmur says the ma'aseh there is such a minig, and therefore we shouldn't not be mavat on the minig. So from the idea of 10 pieces is from the Rizal. The size of the pieces is pieces which are chayiv and bedika and beer, which pashas the chur this year is a kazayis. Number one, advisable is to take pieces which we're not going to become make crumbs and create problems for you afterwards. You should use, Mishnah says, you use chometz kosher, which is hard, it's not going to fall apart. The mice of the Masik Brocha comes along and says that we're always afraid that we're going to forget and miss one. And so therefore he suggests you should do dafka pachas because I this way, in case you did lose one, you should not have a problem of b'di'avad, you have a problem now, you have a kazayas of chometz there, which is a problem. So the ma'isa, the suggestion is really you should use pachas mikazayas. They're available nowadays. If you want, you can go to the stores in New York. They sell prepackaged in foil 10 pieces of chometz that you could put out. Soon they're going to have a service that can actually come and put it out for you. And eventually they're going to actually come and be brought it for you. Okay. Now, it's interesting. The Sharetzion brings over here, in other words, we're raising, is there a chiyuv to do this or not? So Ramos says there's no chiyuv, the Gros says no chiyuv, etc. The Sharetzion says that maybe there's an argument nowadays that there is a chiyuv. Because nowadays, since we really clean the house very thoroughly beforehand, and it could be we create a situation where there's not really a chiyuv b'dika, at least not the raisa, because we know that we've cleared every place. We've broken the chazak of chesed that there's chometz there. So on the raisa level, for sure, there's not a chiyuv b'dika anymore, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav points out that even we hold the b'dika as the raisa, that's only the makom which is your matas b'chometz. So you have a chazak, there's chometz there, so you have a chiyuv. But that which you mechiv debodik in places which are not so shchiyah to find chometz, that's only the rabbanon. The same way you find the lochas by b'dikas teloyim. That you have a chiyuv, you cannot eat teloyim, so you have a chiyuv debodik, and before you eat your vegetables, make sure that there's no teloyim there. So the halacha is divided into three categories, the things which are roiv at the times there's teloyim there, it's considered muchzak b'teloyim, there's a chiyuv deraisa to be debodik before you eat it. Something which is not roiv, but it's a miyad hamatzui, then the rabbanon. What's the Miyad Amatzeh? There's a famous tshuva from the Mishkan Es Yaakov. He suggests 10%. If it happens 10% of the time, it's called Miyad Amatzeh. And less than that, you're not mechuyev. You're not mechuyev divided. If it's something which happens less often than that, you're not mechuyev. Whatever definition of what's called 1 out of 10, what's a 1 and what's a 10, again, that's a big discussion. But Kaponin, you find such a madrega. So a similar idea over here. The Shulchan Aruch Rav says by Bdikas Chometz, the chiyev divided is a place either which it's mostly the chometz because you're always using it constantly with similar stuff. But you've been divided. You've cleaned out very well and thoroughly. So there's a chiyev divided. That's the rabbanon. It's other derais. So you probably remove that. So he says that, and possibly even, do we down this place, even like it's reached so much regis, so you've done such a thorough cleaning, hopefully, or maybe, I don't know, hopefully not, but you have, where it gets a like a mochim shem, it's a mochim, it's now it's not even a mir amotzi. So you're not mochim b'dik anymore, really, mikra did. So in that situation, so that's why the Sharatian brings a possibility, nowadays it's a chiyuv to do that. Obviously, the point is not just to find the 10 pieces. Obviously, the point is to buy the house. The 10 pieces are that the bracha shouldn't be a bracha levatola, or that, but the chiv is the baidik. Okay. Fine. In the case of a person was a man or a shliach, so the law is that the shliach can do the bit, the same way he can do the bidika. So there's a machlok as regards to what's with the law with the bittul. So the Shulchan Aruch says he can do bittul. He can do bittul also. So there's a yesh chalkim, and then the Mishabur comes out that b'shazat chak you can be samech on the after the Shulchan Aruch. The Maaser Reb Poskin, because Reb Poskin paskin like that, the Taz. Pichadish, etc. The Shulchan Aruch Rav passing that you can make a shliach for bittul, but obviously in the case you don't have to, it'd be proper that you do the bittul yourself. So even if you make a shliach situation, a Baal HaBayis can't be home to do the bedika, he still do the bittul himself. Regards to the sreifa the next day, the sreifa al yedei shliach. Really, it's preferable that. A person should do it himself. He should do the mitzvah himself. There's no lach. You have to wait till the sefer zman. The only reason we wait till the sefer zman is because we want to be reminded to do a bittul afterwards. But mikra, then you could do it earlier. So a person has to go to work. A person planning to go to work. So a person can get up early and do the sefer right first thing in the morning. That's not a problem. Okay, where are we boidik? So the halacha says you're boidik in all places. Which there's a possibility that maybe there was chametz which was brought into there, which we place any place during the year where a person has possibly brought chametz, and even in derech aroy, he's chayvim medika, because we say since it's not really thinking about it necessarily how much he's brought in there and what he's done with it, etc. It's not something you think about regularly. It's very possible that it's there. If you have a mokum, you're makom b'dafka not to bring into there, so you have a policy in the house: no chametz in the bedrooms. So then you went up Pimukhiv Dibaitik in those places. Any place where you bedafka civilly, do not bring in there. So you means you have attention for that. The exception to this is if there are children in the house. Children in the house, children take and do whatever they want. I mentioned the story that one of my chavarim told me that 2 weeks before Pesach, his son decided to make sure that his father's chayav medika the rice in every place in the house. Mm-hmm. His 3-year-old son took a sleeve of crackers and put one cracker in every single drawer in the whole house. Right? Why? Because that's what children do. Right? Mm-hmm. He thought it was very funny, especially when he saw his father get all upset. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a chayav the medika in the charim stokim, and again, this because you might have, the idea, because not because it's because you might have put something in the charim stokim in the cracks, etc. You might have used it to store something. So something is very high, something very low doesn't apply. If there's little kids, again, there's always a possibility you might find something over there. What are you looking for? You're looking for something which is perum or bottle, crumbs or bottle. They're not significant in halacha. I'm looking to remove the crumbs. Well, you're looking for something which a person would still consider it as a chashivas to it. The shear is not a kazayas. The shear you're looking for is the size of a person would still have a chashivas to it. The size of a Cheerio, a little bit larger than that. Something of that size, already a person, he considered that significant. We eat Cheerios in the morning, right? You pick up that little Cheerio which you're finished, you stick it in your mouth. Right? A little crumb left, you're not going to pick it up. That's the more means that the memela batli. Those are batel memela, and that's not significant. There is a discussion on halacha in a case where you have it inside of a kli. So the kli is mitzara of everything together to a shear, because you theoretically could all gather it all together, and then you would use it to a shear of a kezias. So with inside of a kli, regards to inside of a bias, is the bias mitzarif? There is such a discussion whether bias is mitzarif or not. The Yigur Pesach seems to be that it's not mitzarif. So each crumb and its little spot wherever it is really batli, so you don't have to worry about that. So your goal in the cleaning process and your goal in the bedikah process is not to get every single crumb out. I do want to point out that you're not talking about the places where you're eating food. Place eating food, that's a different story. I don't want crumbs falling into my, crumbs of chametz falling into my my soup. That's not what, that's we're talking about the rest of the house, the heave of bedikah, in which we clean beforehand to be able to facilitate the bedikah. I just want to, there are more points out. The reason why we clean beforehand is to make the house clean enough that you can do a bedikah in it. The goal of the cleaning is not to replace the bedikah. The goal of the cleaning, really, the remorse is to facilitate the bedikah. So he suggests, therefore, we do the bedikah the night of the 14th. So the day of the 13th, the person will clean out his house to be able to do bedikah that night. That's how the remorse suggests to do cleaning for Pesach. That's the remorse cleaning for Pesach. The day before, that day, you start in the morning, you clean up the house, and now it's a place where you can do bedikah. I mean, their houses were smaller than ours. At least, you look at, I don't know what the size is in Europe, I'm not sure what time. If you look at the Gemara is musagim of the size of a house, it's definitely smaller than our musagim of a house. The Gemara says an apadna, right? The Gemara says if a person makes an arrangement with somebody to build something, the Gemara bravas from the first parak. So he doesn't make up an arrangement for the size. The person contracts to build a bias. And he doesn't say how big it has to be. So if the contractor builds a certain size, listen, I fulfill the obligations. No, that's a bias. So how big is a bias that you're doing with the same bias? And the Mor goes, how big is it? What's called an apadna? Apadna is like a balance. So the Mor says an apadna is 12 amas by 12 amas. So the largest calculation, that's 24 feet by 24 feet. My house is bigger than, one floor is bigger than 24 feet. Right? My dining room is 30 feet long. My dining room was 30 feet long by 15 feet wide. That's almost the size of an apadna. So that's their musagim of an apadna of a palace. So they had different musagim. So you lived in the one room house. What's the price of mice? So I would imagine you multiply it nowadays a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. Moshe, yeah.
So until you go through your drawers, you find candy wrappers. Is that the same thing as like crumbs? You don't have to worry about throwing
it. Unless it's the candy which is chometz. Most candies, I mean, most candies are not chometz.
Is the wrapper itself a problem?
Yes, more wrappers.
For bidikus chometz, no. I mean, your mother asked you to clean the house. You meant to keep it up, right? That's it's the raisa. Right? She doesn't want wrappers there. But if you want to know regards to the mitzvah bidikus chometz, again, if you don't want the wrapper there because you can't find the crumb underneath it, but it's not hiding any major crumbs. I don't think so, unless your wrappers are very big. There's a lot of them. Okay. Shuls, there's a chiyuv to bedikah and basic nesa basic medrash. The assumption is in halacha, it says that because the children bring food into the base of medrash. Sometimes the age of the children is above the age of bar mitzvah. Okay. Another possibility, Shema says the reason is because of the archa, because of the guests who's come to the base of medrash, bring chametz into the base of medrash. So you have two definitions of people who eat chametz in base of medrash, either because they're tinoikas or because they're archim. The kavuim, which are not tinoikas, don't eat chametz in base of medrash. Okay, whatever, you'll decide how to apply that halacha l'maisa. However, in that situation, there's not a chiyuv to do bitzo because it doesn't belong to you. So the gabbai has a responsibility to do that. Svarim. The mice of the poskim say that mikra then it's not a chiyuv de'bodek svarim. The Chazon Ish held there was. He would, through Bad Exorim, it's very difficult to find all the crumbs because it's a kli, it's Mitzarif, all the crumbs possibly, so etc. So he would be Bad Exorim, and the rest of the Exorim he would not use over Pesach. Famous Maisa him with the Chibin Rav, that one Pesach, so he'd keep a few Exorim for himself to learn over Yom Tov. So they have, he kept the Dove of Mishorim, the Chibin Rav's Chuvas on his table for Pesach. So somebody told the Chibin Rav, like, you know, Gavaldik, Shivas, Chazanish, you know, is learning your saver specifically. Says Shkarek, the God Sayor, he didn't use it. That's why he felt he could keep it for Pesach. That was the Shrina Rav's, you know, comment back, you know, to me about the Cheshivas of the Maisa. So it's not a Chiyah B'dikan Sorm, but it is advisable, again, that remember the second issue was crumbs, and they are an issue. You don't want crumbs on your table. So say what you've used over the year by the table to eat. So you don't want to bring it to your table during Pesach to sit on the table to have maybe some crumbs fall out into your food. And that really will apply to anything which you normally put on your table, your wallet, your cell phone, your glasses, your keys, things which are normally sitting on the table, though you don't really want to be putting them on your Pesach, because it's not a bdika issue. This is an issue of zahiris from purim and chametz into your food. You don't really want to put those things on your table. Now, I assume that your glasses, hopefully there's no crumbs of chametz in your glasses. Some bacher might wonder sometimes. But hopefully before Pesach, at least once a year, whether you need it or not, you should clean them. Some like these other things, so to say for Al-Kaponim, it would make sense not to put it on the table. If you do put it on the table, put something down, so it's not really going to get onto the table. Again, that's, you know, just let's hear something said that. Okay. Areas which you know, which are you don't normally move. So behind, if you're not usually moving your freezer or moving a bookcase, it's full of swarm. So there's no keep the bedik behind them, because whatever's there is not going to be found. It's not going to be found in Pesach, and you have no significance for it. So it's, you say that the bitl which you do is sufficient. So it's considered like it's mavur. It's considered like it's not accessible. So anything which is not accessible. The reason why, as well as why we don't just rely on bittul, either because we're afraid the person's going to see it on Pesach and get, oh wow, that's a geschmack, and regret his bittul. He's not going to see it on Pesach because it's covered, or because we're afraid that the person's not going to take the shami yavol ochel, or the person might come to eat it. So he said, you know, again, so it's not accessible. I'm sorry. The first reason is because the person won't seriously mean his. Because it's something which is chashivas to him, that donut, you know, goes up in value be'erev Pesach, right? Motzi Pesach for sure, it goes up in value, right? The first pizza, Motzi Pesach, right? They don't have that in Cleveland, right?
Matzah pizza.
They raffle off the first pizza of Motzi Pesach, you know, in some places. Yeah. Okay. For good money. Get involved in shadows of gambling was a different discussion. I'm serious. If it works on auction, you don't have to pay. But if it works on buying tickets, so you have a problem. Pasha, there might be a problem with Asmafa Lakanya. Problem. Unless you think that the pizza shop is considered a stalker, because the stalker we're not machber on. It's mutter to do. So the dual tzar stock is mutter. Okay, so but the person will take this. He really doesn't really move out because he wants the item. So we're afraid he's not going to take it seriously. So we say, you know what, just do, but he can get rid of it. Or afraid the person might actually come to eat it. Tosis says, so again, either way, since it's something which is an area which is not accessible, so you're not mechuyev to. You're not mechuyev to remove those items which you never moved during the year to get behind them. So again, for spring cleaning and mitzvah kibud aveim, specifically, right? That it's a different story. But mitzvah the mitzvah preparing for b'dika and the chiyah b'dika, you don't mechuyev b'dika in those places. So tomorrow we'll talk. Not tomorrow. Sunday we will go through the actual process of the b'dika, the nair, etc.